Welcome to the Heart for God podcast. With many years of experience pastoring and helping to start churches, Dr. Jim Townsley has some practical and biblical advice that can be a great help to you and your ministry. On this podcast, Dr. Townsley and other guests with special expertise cover a variety of topics. His goal is to help you lead your church to be a healthy, strong, and balanced ministry, and for your family to be happy, healthy, and living for the Lord.
Well, welcome to today's podcast. Glad you joined us. And we have a special treat for you. We have someone that, not necessarily a preacher, but been used greatly, mightily of God for many, many years. And Brother Patel, Brother Jerry Patel, can you explain what it is you've been doing all these years?
I was a mechanical engineer, and God called me to be a kids preacher. Now, I'm telling you, that's what God impressed on my heart when I went to the altar at that preacher's meeting. I was wanting to know what God wanted me to do, and I had yielded my life to the Lord, but I was a CEO of a new company and moving up the ladder, and I had told the Lord, I said, if you're dealing with me, would you just take me at the top? And that's exactly what he did. He called me at the very peak of my career. And I've been trying to reach boys and girls with the gospel. It'll be 50 years next year if God lets me live that long. And I've wow. I've had the privilege of using many unique methodology. The message is always the same, but my methodology has varied all over the map and the way God's let me do things. But you know, if you see my personality, I was an engineer and you know, you think outside the box. I had to be creative in what I did as engineering. And when I went into ministry, since I didn't have anybody to help me, so to speak, I said, Lord, now you got to show me how to do this. I went to the CEF Institute, and they trained me, and they had some godly.
So CEF, in case somebody's not familiar.
Oh, yeah, Child Evangelism Fellowship in Muskegon, Michigan trained me. And there was a couple of ladies there, Wilma Wilkerson and Wanda Nunn, that were absolutely master teachers and had a huge influence on my wife and I. You know, our whole family had to go to that thing. And you know, here I'm an engineer. I quit my job. Now, I did this cold turkey now. Cold turkey. Wow. Called my boss on the phone, and I reported to Tom Shive, Marshalltown, Iowa. He was the CEO of Fisher Controls, and I literally quit my job. And, of course, he asked me if I needed more money, and I know. And I'm sure they got my picture somewhere and throwing darts at it or something. This guy quit this incredible job to be a kids preacher. But I did that, and I don't regret it in the least way. And God has used my creativity to reach boys and girls with the gospel. This throw one way out there. The World's Fair came in 1984 to New Orleans, Louisiana. And God put a burden on my heart to reach those children going to the fair. Well, I had a fair ministry, and I had an old school bus and stuff. But these people wouldn't let me in my old school bus in there. So I thought, well, there's got to be another way. And it turns out there was a phone ministry in those days where kids could call and hear the gospel on the phone. There's only one problem. We've got thousands and thousands and thousands of people coming to the World's Fair. What am I going to do? Well, I prayed and asked the Lord, give me a phone ministry with 20 phone lines. And, you know, I just about died. I didn't have any nibble. And what am I going to do? How am I going to get these 20 lines? Now, you're not going to believe this, but God burdened my heart so great. One Sunday morning, I got down. I told my wife, I'm heading down Interstate 10. I don't know where I'm going to go. I'm going to go to church whenever noon. 10 o'clock, go to church somewhere. I got to go down the road. I'm praying as I'm going. I stop at this church and the preaching and stuff after church. There was a guy named Dave Swanky came over to me and he said, hey, now how I got to know him, I do not know. They call me Uncle Jerry. Won't you come home meet with me? I said, okay, I'll come home meet with you. It was in New Orleans East. Oh my goodness, that's New Orleans. And I'm sitting there eating. I'll never forget it. And Dave Swanky sitting across the table, and I was just about to break down and cry right in front of him. He said, Brother Jerry, what is wrong with you? I said, Brother Dave, I'm just about to die. I want to have a phone ministry for the World's Fair. I want to have the largest one in the world. I want to reach thousands of kids, and I don't know what to do about it. He said, look at me now. I'm the man. I said, do what? He said, I'm the man. I said, Brother Dave, he said, I'm the man. Now, y'all are not going to believe this, whoever I'm talking to right now, but to have 20 phone lines going to a house in 1984, they would consider me a bookie or something. Whoever does, that costs tens of thousands of dollars. He had a little old house in New Orleans East. Long story short, I called the phone company. Why they did it, I do not know. It was God. They put in a trunk line to his house, and we had 20 phone lines. Dave Swanky and I went to the first. It was a Mardi Gras parade to begin with before the World Fair started. We'd passed 20, 30,000 of these little cards, 24239, call this 24239, and all 20 of those machines would light up. We were getting 6,000 calls a day. Wow. Those children were hearing a 3.5-minute gospel message. At the end was an invitation. They could pray and ask Jesus to save them. But I asked them, wouldn't you like to tell somebody about that? Call this number. And we had counselors set up all over New Orleans that could take their call and talk to them personally. And the first time we did this, we counseled 1,900 children in 10 days.
That's incredible.
We were getting 6,000 calls a day. That went on for 10 years. Wow. Now, when the World's Fair came, we got season tickets, and we walked right through the World's Fair handing these tickets. These little hey kids called this number. There was this lady called on the phone. She said, now look, I'm from Oklahoma. I went to the World's Fair. My daughter just asked Jesus to save her on the phone. She said, is this for adults, too? Oh. We let her the Lord. My little kid. Hey, where did you get that card? Well, somebody sold it to me on the playground. Somebody had got a bunch of them and went and sold them on the playground to the kid. All I can tell you is this. We marched in those Mardi Gras parades. We went to the World's Fair, and tens of thousands of boys and girls got to hear the gospel message. It was just a wonderful experience. And then the thing that ended it all was when the pornographic number showed up. By the way, this is before cell phones. This is just dial phones. But that's just one of the methods God's gave me. But you know, life is windows of opportunity. That window passed, and now other windows open. And God led me to start a camp for young people. I am not a young person. I'm not a youth director. I'm a kids worker, and there's no such thing as a kids worker and a youth worker together. They don't make them. So what am I going to do? I want to reach kids. Hey, at Vacation Bible School, there was a bunch of teenagers sitting on the back and said, y'all come up here. What are you doing at Vacation Bible School? Well, we didn't have anything else to do. I said, hey, what if I told you I'll train you how to do what I'm doing? Oh, okay. So I had my first Summer Missionary Institute of Training and Evangelism camp. Child Evangelism calls it CYIA camp. However, I modified it because I'm Independent Baptist to fit in a one-week thing from Sunday night to Friday night. And we train young people how to reach boys and girls with the gospel. We started that in 1978.
So up. Until then, you were with CEF.
Oh, yeah. I was up until then,
but that's when you changed.
No, I was with CEF all along, but they told me we don't want RCYIA camp to be on your name. They didn't fire me. They just said, you're not doing CYIA camp, so you can't name it that. So I named it SMITE, Summer Missionary Institute. And, you know, we got good preaching and all that stuff. But basically, we use their training material because it's excellent.
So you use that format, but you kind of went on your own.
Oh, I did. Oh, yeah. And I told them time and time again, I said, look, I'll quit if you want me to quit. If I'm in y'all's way. Oh, no. They like the numbers. Wow. They like the numbers. And the SMITE... what can I say? Well, I've got missionaries, preachers. My first summer missionary was Cecil Ballard. You ever heard of Cecil Ballard?
No,
he's a pastor of a church. And, you know, now we've got a big map of little needles in it of all the kids and that came and what happened to them. Many of them are on the mission field pastoring churches. I wanted somebody to help me. I didn't realize that in doing so, I was going to influence them to go in the ministry.
So how many have gone through the SMITE camp that you think are in the ministry today? Would you even have a clue?
Well, I've got a map on the wall with a lot of pins in it, and they're all over the world. You know what I mean? Just like Sabrina Hopkins out there, Sabrina Holmes, she's a graduate.
She is, wow.
Yeah, in fact, Mark Holmes, he came to SMITE when he first went on deputation, and that was the launch pad for his ministry because he got all those contacts of those churches.
So he's now in Nigeria.
Starting SMITE.
And yeah, they have SMITE camps over there.
Yes,
in
did.
Nigeria.
It worked. The methodology works. And when I went to the Philippines, I said, you guys, you can turn this island upside down if you'll train these young people. They don't do that now. They have youth camps. No, I'm not in youth camps. There's nothing wrong with them. I want to train young people to do what I do. Now, if you want to do that. So what I did when I was over there, you know, I couldn't have a SMITE. I said, would you give me a few young people so I can show them how to use the Wordless book? The next day I had 70 young people.
Oh,
70.
Wow.
And I'm teaching them how to use the Wordless book, and we have a break, and we're in Baguio. We're up in the mountains of the Philippines, and the church is on a hill up here. So we take a break, and all the young people, and we're looking out over the community. I said, I want to ask y'all a question. What do you do with these kids around here? We have a vacation Bible school. I said, great. How many you get? 600. I said, okay. Look over there on that hill right over there. Between me and that hill over there, there's at least 100,000 people. What about those kids over there? Oh, no, we can't handle them. Well, why don't you get your vacation Bible school and just take it right over there and have a vacation Bible school under a tree for these kids? And, you know, it's just, it would be unbelievable. And that's what Mark ought to do. He ought to go to the Philippines, show them how to train young people to reach kids, turn the world upside down. It works.
Certainly amazing. You know, we have 5 grandchildren in the SMITE camp this week. So they were just over at our house. We had pizza and whatnot. But they were just chattering. And, I mean, it was getting so loud, I couldn't even hear anybody anymore. They were so excited. About what's happening this week.
Well, the reason they're excited is because they have a ministry that they can do themselves.
That's what they want to do.
They've got their own ministry. And I tell everybody, Summer Missionary Institute. Mm-hmm. You can be a missionary right now. Just like the Mormons go out for 2 years. Hey, why don't we Baptists do something with these young people?
Sure.
It works.
I agree.
Thankful that you had us here. I mean, I know he's skeptical, but wait till he sees what happens. That's it.
We had this years ago. We did have a CEF because we've been here 50 years. So I had a pretty good idea, but it was hard to explain to our young people. But we got the first one. I think now people are going to realize what a great thing it is. We'll be many more.
We got more churches. We need to get involved in this thing.
Sure. Yeah,
I mean, man, it's not. I told Brother Buchanan when I was a central. I said, preacher, if I'm here a lot, there's something wrong with what I'm doing. I said, my job is to get people to reach kids, and I'm a local church guy working through local churches, and my helper. I'm trying to convince him this is what we got to do. We got to get away from our church. We're going to do as best we can, then we're going to go other places.
Well, that's certainly a blessing, and I thank you for taking time to explain this to some folks. Now, where are you at now? You're in Louisiana?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Oh, guess what I'm fixing to do?
I'm not sure. It's not retire.
No, I've got a 32-foot trailer that I've converted into a theater. Okay? And it says Awesome Adventure for Kids. It lights up just like a carnival ride. Inside that trailer, I've got walls of fossils, scale model of Noah's Ark, and I show a 10 or 12 minute creation video, Genesis 1 through 6, and the last picture that goes up there is the cross going across the lake of fire. And I get to, the last year we did about not quite 10 or 12 fairs, but this is fair season in Louisiana. I get to preach to thousands of, and I get to tell them the creation story. Well, you think God's not going to take care of me now? I'm bragging amazing. On Jesus that yeah, he's the creator to right. these so little good. Kids.
Well, thank you so much for coming and sharing with these folks. There's a lot of people who's going to hear this and they'll be blessed by it. And I suppose they can contact me or they can find a way to contact you if they want to know more about it.
If they just pray for me, just pray for Uncle Jerry. Because, man, I go to these fairs. It's frontline stuff.
It's terrific. That's terrific. Well, folks, thanks for listening today, and I hope you enjoyed the podcast.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, consider sharing it with a friend. You can also follow at Dr. Townsley on Twitter or on Facebook at Jim Townsley.